What's in a Name? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So we're digging into ISIS nomenclature today, along with refugee updates and reports of the church in action. Get ready to learn what God's been doing around the world and how you can be part of it. The most notorious terrorists in the world right now is the group known as ISIS. Or is it ISIL? Or Daesh? We asked Cornerstone University's Dr. Martin Spence, who teaches world history, to find out what's in a name.
Both ISIL and ISIS are geographical terms, one referring to Iraq plus a broader region stretching across the Mediterranean, the other limiting itself to Iraq and Syria, which is a slightly smaller region.
What about the name Daesh?
It's a transliteration of the Arabic rendering of the term ISIS, basically. But ISIS abandoned the use of the name because in Arabic it can sound something like one who tramples on people.
So whether it's Daesh, ISIS, or ISIL, why is it our responsibility to pray for them?
There's no different gospel. The gospel is always that Jesus Christ has died to pay the penalty and release us from the power of sin, that he's risen to give us new life and resurrection hope, and that he's coming again to make all things right.
We fleshed out this story at missionnews.org. And last year, we shared with you the story of 10-year-old Miriam, an ISIS refugee from Iraqi Kurdistan. What made her story remarkable was her open forgiveness of the fighters who turned her life upside down. Ever wonder what happened to her? Sat7 Kids, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, caught up with her at school in Erbil, Iraq. Despite the trauma of displacement, she shared what was top-of-mind awareness for her, the Lord's Prayer. And then she shared a worship song. Her lyrical thoughts read like a Psalm of David.
My beloved Jesus captured my heart by his love. Glory be to God. With my love, glory be to God.
In the end, although ISIS terror continues to dominate international headlines, Miriam's faith is a sign of hope for the future. So when asked, what would you say to world leaders? She answered,
walk with love and mercy in your hearts.
You can watch the full video through a link at our website. Prayer needs and more are also with this story. You're listening to Mission Network News. Miriam showed us that there's hope in her situation, and the same goes for women and children in abusive circumstances. Alejandra saw her mom hurt by a man they were living with and didn't know what to do. She and her mom prayed for a way out, and help came when Alejandra told her Compassion International tutor what was going on at home. Now, the two are out of danger and living in a home of their own. Let's thank God for his protection and his provision. In many countries, converting to Christianity is seen as traitorous and can attract persecution, but God still protects. Frontiers tells the story of Guljan, who lived in a Muslim-majority village and was being abused by her husband because he hated Christianity. Yet she stayed strong amidst the trials. And after a year, during a sudden paralysis, her husband saw the truth that Jesus is life. Now, he's sharing the word, and he's leaning on God and other believers, like Guljan, for strength. And finally, Croatia's usually in the news these days because of the refugee crisis. But today, we're talking with Life International's Kurt Dillinger about a different movement underway within its borders. It began last year with a woman named Anna.
God put on her heart to create a life-giving ministry in the country of Croatia.
With prayer support, training, and resources from Life International's Eastern European office, she was able to start a crisis pregnancy center this year.
We just celebrated with her at the beginning of this ministry, starting to bring life into this nation that right now is overburdened with so many needs.
Around the world, Life International is helping women in crisis find hope and healing through Christ in 2016. Will you join their efforts? We'll show you how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.